Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
All right, we're back live. Nick, hi, Nick.
Hey.
I sound so old-fashioned saying that, but I'm just... I didn't want to say...
We're here.
I'm just trying to get used to the bells and whistles of the new studio. We brand new studio. I know you don't care. The audience, because we're on the same place on the dial wherever you listen to us. I get that.
Or on the stream.
On the stream, exactly.
Unless there's trouble with the stream.
Morning, Nick. How you doing? Now, your Chiefs, I was rooting for your Chiefs because I hate the Ravens with a white-hot poker.
Yeah, I don't care.
Which just makes it better for me.
Either one of those teams, actually.
But I don't like your team either. But I went to bed early, obviously, because I was out all weekend and I knew we'd have a big day here. Plus, I didn't care about either way. But I woke up, it was 36-35. Craig described earlier how you lost.
It was brutal.
I was trying a fumble?
Yep.
Apparently, nobody touched him either.
He punched the ball out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Somebody else punched the ball out.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Right. A Penn State dude.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, what is his name? He plays for the Ravens, right?
It's like a Goye or something.
Yeah. Would you consider that a moral victory, though?
Yep,
you
know, dude. I think we'll learn a lot from it. We're close.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're close.
We'll get into the moral victory thing a little later on. I want to hit Nick with one football at a time. Because, you know what? You're 1-1. 17 games. Whatever. Long story.
Yeah, and NFL, Twitter, all social media around football drives me nuts.
Yes.
But then, like, the Chiefs, they're like, why do you run the ball in that situation? Because you were just trying to set up a field goal. Of course,
right.
You run the ball.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
dude's like, Andy Reid can't coach. I'm like, Andy Reid can't coach. What the hell?
You've been to two straight Super Bowls.
Right, and now he can't coach. Because the dude fumbled.
He was a great coach with the Eagles, too, for that matter. Right.
No. Almost like they question every decision.
Oh,
on
everything.
Social media.
Everything. And then the NFL tweeted, there was like, nothing more fun than watching these two go at it. I'm like, this one wasn't fun.
No.
I totally disagree with that.
When your team loses, you disagree completely. You know, I think sometimes they don't take it into account when they talk about like things like that. All of our teams lost except for my college team won. Not Kansas, they got their ass kicked, but Penn State beat Auburn. You guys won, right? Arizona State?
No, they lost to BYU.
Oh, they lost.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
Oh man, I forgot about that.
And there was nothing moral about anything.
No, there's no moral victories.
There was no victory in
okay,
there whatsoever.
Okay, let's do that now. Get this out
right,
of the way.
It was a BYU victory. That's what it was.
I didn't see the Husker game because I was on the road, and when I got to Kansas, I went to the Kansas game. I saw the score, and they played them tough, obviously, it sounds like it, but they lost. It, that's all that matters. You're in year four of your coach. You lost.
It matters to some
people. And, by the way, you got a tough Michigan State team in Michigan State who just beat up Miami. They're a good team.
That's
going to
be tough.
Right.
But
you win that game.
They covered the point spread.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. They covered the 22.
Oh, I got a lot of people here.
Well, there's that. No, but you lost the game.
You lost the game.
What I don't know. What I want somebody to ask Frost is, he's like, it's his fourth year.
What do you say?
And he's like, we're close.
Yeah.
Like, how does it take? Why? How are you not there? It's been 4 years.
And
like,
there's been a lot.
Why
of,
are you just close?
There's a lot of talk. I saw this among even Husker fans. Oklahoma looked pretty. They're like overrated, don't you think? I think people are saying that.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Well, if Nebraska nearly beats you, you're overrated. Yeah,
I think the odds makers knew something, and we pointed it out last week.
We were wrong. We said blowout. You know, I knew that. Yeah.
That line, based on the conversation, should have been 40.
Right.
But they put it at 22, meaning they maybe think Nebraska's a little better than their record suggests.
Oklahoma's
and
worse.
That Oklahoma is not as good as
their
record.
But even the guys
suggest.
On the pregame show on Fox all picked Oklahoma to win by anywhere from 17 to 24.
Yeah, your team has no respect, Nick.
I
mean,
no.
Yeah.
We were not alone in thinking that
no,
was going to be a beatdown.
No, we weren't.
But I did notice on social media they liked the gray face masks and the black cleats. So you got that going for you.
Good. Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's a plus.
Oh, they wore gray face masks? Huskers did?
I didn't see the game because it was a nice day. Yeah. So I went golfing. And people
it was hotter than the sun in Lawrence, inside that game. Holy hell. Good thing I had a beer, though.
Yeah, it was hot here, too.
Yeah.
I was just sweating my ass off at a youth football game.
oh, that sounds...
And I had to... We have one of those little chairs, like the fold-up chairs, and I had to carry that in front of my crotch, because I was just wearing, like, sweatpants, shorts. It looked like I'd pissed myself by the time I got up. Man,
did you piss
yourself? I'm a grown man.
Well, they fumbled last night. Could you go to bed then?
I stayed up for a little bit just to, get all pissed on. And I probably shouldn't have tweeted because I was just like, F this, F you, F everyone.
I know.
Did you piss yourself when he fumbled?
No, I was just mad. Then I look over at my son and be like, hopefully he's not crying. He held it together because sometimes it doesn't go well with them.
Yeah, I hate when I made my son too much of a freak about both his teams now. I blame myself for that.
Yeah, and during the game, I don't know what I said, but my wife's like, you're not setting a good example. And I'm like, well, probably not. Yeah.
That's not new.
Get used to that.
But,
Whatever. He'll be fine.
Not setting He'll be a good fine. Example.
What's new, Craig?
That's what she's for.
Exactly.
Set a good example. That's not your job.
Oh, I can't. The F-bomb is like every other word when I'm watching my team play. And my son's almost 17 now. It's what it is, you know? He just laughs at me.
Yeah, then when they lose like that, too, you're like, man, I waited all day for this game.
I know. Sunday night games are tough. They're tougher than Monday night games, I think, because you're watching football all day. And you don't want to use it. You're trying to pace, right? How'd that work for you?
Not well.
You start drinking. But you're out in the garage like at 3 in the afternoon drinking, it said.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's not pacing.
No. Well, no, I was walking pacing. I wasn't pacing the drinking.
I thought you meant pacing. I thought you actually meant like pacing my alcohol intake.
No, I thought you meant walking.
Just
back
walking around the house.
I guess that's all
waiting
the
for the game.
Don't you know him better than that?
No, that's right. I do know him better
than
that.
What does he
pace? That's what I thought he meant. He was pacing his alcohol intake because the game wasn't starting until 7:20 Central.
No, he was just walking back and forth.
Literally.
Walk around the block.
Just wandering around the driveway.
I did social media, all these Chief fans taking selfies themselves. Can't wait for tonight. Hey, you better.
You could have waited.
Right.
At least on Monday, you got work to distract you until the earlier evening.
I got a couple people's posts, and I said, moral victory. I said, congratulations. I said, that's what you hired Frost for moral victory. So I know when I get under random people's skin because they always drop the Sandusky card. I just laugh. I go, that's great. I go, yeah, he should rot in hell. I said, we're 3-0. You're not.
Yeah, and he's going to. He's in jail.
He's rotting in hell, right. But it's great. That's all they got. That's what I love about football. You can fight, and hopefully nobody gets too angry.
I said, that dude's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah. Hopefully getting boned right now.
Yeah.
I mean, in the bad way, by the way.
That asshole outlived Norm MacDonald.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
They keep him away from the general population.
You know what? I am not on the Sandusky website where he's at and what's he doing.
What's he hauling?
Yeah, what's he hauling?
I would guess you're right, Todd. I would guess he's in some sort of protective custody.
Right. They don't like, they call him Short Eyes, right, in prison?
I'm not sure.
People that kill, that bang kids?
Been a long time.
Short Eyes. I did a nickel up at Lompoc, and I really didn't ever hear him call that.
Yeah, you did a nickel with a nickname Big Pussy.
Yeah. Right,
that would have helped.
That wouldn't have ended well.
They would devour you.
You came out bigger pussy.
I think it would have gone the other way around, Nick.
Oh, yeah. You devoured everybody.
Right. Well, if you didn't watch football last night.
Who won that game?
Maybe you watched the Emmys.
I flipped back and forth a couple times.
I watched a little bit.
It was I didn't really watch much, but it wasn't a huge crowd. It was the tables, just the stars.
But they were like just popping through the award. Like, here's one. Here's one. Yeah, I mean, they were getting through it quick.
Yeah.
I saw a picture. It looked like it was in an airplane hangar.
It was in some sort of like
ballroom, right?
No, it was like a semi-permanent tent.
Got it.
It was supposed to be outside.
Okay, got it.
But it really wasn't outside.
Well, I guarantee they had to be vaccinated to get in that thing.
Yeah.
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 Because libtards all vaccinate because we're smart.
Where is Somerset, Pennsylvania?
Towards Pittsburgh.
That's where Jerry Sandusky is spending the rest of his days.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for that update, Todd. That gets Husker fan in their panties in a while. You had a moral victory, man. It's good for you.
Not another one.
Yep.
Again, the streaming services kicked ass last night.
This is the biggest game of his career, I think, coming up. At Michigan State.
Yeah. Well, because it's going to define what happens the rest of the season.
Define the season, right. Sorry. What? No,
no, fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Lasso won everything, right? Lasso and The Crown.
The Crown, The Queen's Gambit, and Lasso.
Yeah, I haven't seen Queen's Gambit or The Crown, but I watched
you
Lasso.
You don't need to.
No, I don't.
No.
I watched some of Queen's Gambit.
Is that a good show?
It was.
You said, but you watched five episodes and said, okay, I get it.
I just kind of lost interest.
Right, right.
Which happens when I'm like, well, you know, I don't care. I don't care what happens to any of these people. I'm not watching this again.
And nudity. I heard there's a lot of nudity in these.
Is redhead nude with the eyes wide set?
I think you might be.
She's oddly hot. But her eyes are about an inch further out than they should be.
My wife watched the whole thing, and she was disappointed by the ending.
Oh, really?
She was like, eh.
Oh, there's not a Queen's Gambit 2?
No, I don't think so.
So you avoid being disappointed by the ending if you just stop watching.
Yeah. You're talking about the star.
I think she's hot, but her eyes are a little further apart.
You're thinking of Bridgerton, Todd. That's the one that had all the nudity.
Okay.
I don't think Queen's Gambit had a lot of
nudity. They don't play chest to whip by. They don't play strip chest to whip by.
I thought there was some.
No, I don't think it was that at all. I think Bridgerton had it.
Yeah, that was all the period piece nudity.
And last show's a great show. I'm not caught.
Yeah, well deserved.
I'm not completely caught up, but it's a great show.
Yeah, I saw Sudeikis win, and he was great.
Yeah, he's always good.
Yeah,
I thought he was wearing a velvet suit.
Did he walk up to who's banging his wife now? His baby mom.
Oh, Harry Styles.
Did he walk up to Harry Styles?
No. Okay. No, they played the show theme song.
Okay.
Crazy.
Let's see, anybody else do anything last night? Oh, the late actor Michael K. Williams not win a posthumous award. He did not win supporting actor in a drama series.
What's he in now?
He was in that HBO show Lovecraft Country.
Oh, he's in that too?
Yeah, he was nominated for that.
He's good.
Mm-hmm.
Was that fentanyl?
I don't know. I haven't read yet.
Yeah. It was drugs. I know that.
Yeah. Why don't you just give him the award?
I know. You know.
Well, because the guy that won tried real hard, too.
He's getting another shot. He's going to get a shot at it.
Yeah, he could get one next year.
Yeah.
Could he?
Who won?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't even care.
Well, quite honestly, the voting might have been done before he died.
That's probably it.
I mean,
Tobias Menzies.
Yeah.
And
he's good.
You think that affects the way people vote?
No, I think that it pushes right. I think it was probably already done.
Yeah, I think that stuff was probably already in.
I bet it does affect the way people vote if he dies before the voting. Yeah.
I'm sure it does.
Because the guy's really good at what he does. Give him one.
Let's give him a legacy award.
Give him one of those old posthumous awards.
Right.
Well, like Jean Smart won last night for best actress.
And her husband died, right?
Well, but she's been in the industry forever, and I don't think she's ever won an Emmy.
No.
And, you know, you can't tell me maybe there's a little sentimental vote there.
Yeah, right.
Because there were a lot of great actors in that category.
And her husband died this past year, too, I heard.
She mentioned that. Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Very sad. Yeah. Conan O'Brien nominated for Outstanding Variety Talk Series. He lost
to
John Oliver.
All right.
Did get several shout-outs from award winners. He's done now, remember?
Yeah.
And apparently he crashed Colbert's acceptance speech for Best Outstanding Live Variety Special.
When's
he crashed
Stewart?
The speech.
Jon Stewart has a show now. Is that Apple Plus?
It's soon. Soon. I saw this weekend or next weekend.
God,
yeah,
so many
it starts.
Places to find crap anymore.
Conan yelled something during. There was some guy, like president of something, that was up on stage. I saw a clip, and Conan was like yelling something from the back while this guy started talking, and then like he got a standing ovation, and the whole thing was weird.
Okay.
I wonder if Conan was drunk or something.
That was during the Emmys.
Yeah.
Well, what about your Chief game?
Oh, I just saw a clip on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, Twitter. Good. Okay. Good. You know, you got to remember.
As I was scrolling through people calling for Andy Reid, like, what the hell?
I remember you got to sit in the right part of the couch and watch the game for that, you know, for the jinxing purposes.
Yeah. I was standing for a while.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Did you pace during the game?
Some. I'm, you know,
did anybody?
I find myself like standing during that. Like, I didn't, like, why? I'm glad that I'm just glad that they're good. The Chiefs are good.
Did your son hate Cleet at all last night?
Did
Cleet make any bad calls?
At times.
The first quarter, he had no bad calls.
Yeah.
What happened?
He was always happy.
Now, by the way,
there was once. Well,
he doesn't throw every flag, by the way.
Well, yeah, he just has to say what the other dude threw the flag for.
Right.
There was one time that Tyrann Mathieu, like, touched a guy, and they called that. I'm like, what's. I didn't really understand.
Did Cleet throw the flag?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
I saw that, too. That was a bad call.
But Cleet didn't throw the flag.
I don't know who threw it.
I think somebody else did.
Did you yell, screw Cleet?
Well, I was just like, if something happened, I'm fine.
Everybody else was the guy calling the play.
I didn't really understand that one.
Yeah. 9.5 to Luke just tagged us in a tweet. Apparently, Scott Mahomes got into trouble last night for dumping a bottle of water on a Ravens fan who was giving him crap.
Does Scott Mahomes?
Oh.
I didn't know there was a Scott Mahomes.
I didn't either until.
How old is he?
He looks maybe probably early 20s.
Oh, so he's not a football player.
Yeah, I think he's a Jackson Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah. And he's like in one of the suites, and somebody who's sitting right below the suites is giving him crap, and he's got his video going, and he just opens up his water bottle and dumps it all over.
Yeah, I'm not blaming Scott Mahomes, man. I can get angry at a game, too. He didn't punch him, right? You threw water on him? Yeah.
No, he just dumped a bottle of water on him and walked away.
But he was in a Raven stadium, so you're gonna take some crap.
Yeah.
You've got to expect that.
Right.
Yeah, and you're Scott Mahomes.
What about Mrs. Mahomes? Because she's a crazy bitch, man.
I don't see her in the shot here.
Tongue in the camera like she used to.
She might have been home with the baby.
Right. The anchor.
Working on the soccer team.
The paycheck.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
It was on
that's got to be a lot of paperwork.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a spitting image.
Does it have the same, same weird looking
curly
haircut?
I
called it a dumb haircut.
But apparently Scott didn't get as much athletic talent.
It's tough to get that athletic talent.
High bar.
And a lot of guys sometimes have some, but just not good as the guy that's the star, right?
We had his brother's famous worldwide, just signed a $500 million contract.
Right. And he's pouring
and
water.
And he's dumping a water bottle on some Raven fan.
And his daddy was in the bigs for a long time.
In baseball,
Yeah.
He is truly the Scott.
Yeah, it'd be hard to be the parents too. I said you love all your kids. Be like, how's whatever you're doing?
Yeah. You love your kids, but how's whatever you're doing? Oh, you got a raise. That's
you're
nice.
Still doing whatever that is.
What?
Okay,
what is it you do?
Have you made $500 million
that sounds
yet?
Interesting. Oh, you go to an office every day. That's interesting. Yeah, see what your brother did last night. Apparently he's not doing much because he's in Baltimore living in a suite.
When's your press conference?
So it sounds like he's living off his daddy's, his brother's money.
I think he might live with them.
Yeah, I'm sure he's head of the posse.
Right. Yeah, he's in charge of mowing the lawn once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smoking dope, laying on the couch. It's a good gig.
You got the same job, Nick.
You do have the same job.
His job is to go to the game and not act up.
That's
and
it.
He didn't do his job.
Yeah, there's one job.
Don't make the news.
You get in trouble for that, or just
there's nothing there.
Just water.
It looked like it was right after the game, and he just dumped him, and walked.
Right.
He walked out of the suite. Right.
And probably your computer, Craig.
I'm struggling to get to some websites.
Oh, okay. All right.
The one that I sent you a link to?
I didn't see that.
By the way, we walked in
here.
We walked in here on Friday, and we were looking the computers in the new studio ahead of time after we left the other place Friday, and you couldn't get on YouPorn, and you told our engineer, can you get on there now?
Well, no.
Oh, you
and over the weekend, they were told again.
To get YouPorn up for us?
Yep.
Okay. Well, they said we're allowed to have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, they're going to. They just haven't gotten to it yet.
It's probably last of the list.
They are going to.
Those guys need porn up there. We don't. What do they use it for? Well, we look at it and we say they're hot. Is that for the radio? Yeah, well, it's on the radio, but do you need the sound? No, not really. Okay, we'll put that last on the list.
Yeah, it's essential.
We're not able to follow up on our golfer porn
show. Oh, I saw her, by the way. Butt stuff.
Gabby Carter. Yeah, she specializes in the butt stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. That was nice.
Yes, your organization policy prohibits access to websites categorized as adult / sexually explicit.
But they're not. They're going to let us have it.
I think they
ramp the chain and they say, oh yeah, they can have butt stuff.
At least they're
a big morning show. Let's have butt stuff.
Let this studio have access to that.
Right. Because I know you just type in porn. Oh, you guys both type in porn a lot.
Well, research.
I know it is.
We're researching it.
That's what we're doing. Right.
Anna Taylor-Joy, Queen's Gambit.
Is she naked, the redhead?
If you want to see her nude, according to Matthew here, watch The Witch, but possibly a body double.
No, I'll just go to Mr. Skin. Is Mr. Skin blocked yet? Because that's probably Oh, jeez. Boobs.
Yeah. I bet
new
you
studio.
That's the perfect excuse for everything.
I'm sitting way too close to Todd, so I felt more intimate.
Yeah, we got to be able to get Mr. Skin.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Skin.
We talked to the guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're going to fix that. And they'll fix me saying boobs, too, in post.
Now, I will say that you can still type in nude.
Okay.
And
that comes up?
And you can see things, at least in the Google images.
Whoa!
Yeah, but you couldn't go to the Fappening website, right?
I don't know. I sincerely doubt it, though.
Yeah, I would be surprised.
The guys love the studio. They just need porn. Okay. That's about it.
Well, it is an important part of the show.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. And they haven't said no.
No. They've said yes. Yeah. Just not yet. Right. It's all good. Apparently, some worms devouring lawns in the South have heads that resemble those of hammerhead sharks. A new report shows these carnivorous and cannibalistic worms from mostly tropical climates have made their way to hot, humid southern states.
Meat-eating worms?
I've heard if you eat those, by the way, they kill COVID. Yeah. Just pick those worms up and chew on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You got to insert a rectally.
With the meat-eating portion. Yeah,
yeah. You got to eat them live, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Eats away the COVID.
An entomologist out of Auburn says these worms eat earthworms that are beneficial to the soil. She also said the hammerhead worms do have predators, but they're amphibians that feed on the hammerheads. They're usually out in the grass after a rain. They say, do not touch the hammerhead.
Last night.
They produce a toxin, and researchers still don't know if it is harmful to humans.
That's a toxin that kills COVID.
Or pets.
That's what it is.
Yep. Oh, that's what it is.
It's a toxin that kills COVID. Rogan ate that hammerhead.
How did
worm.
They get here? Like in ships?
Ship.
Containers?
Well, they, no, they could have just wandered. They come
across
from
the ocean?
They come from tropical climates. Maybe they just moved up south from the south, or they could have come up from, you're right, boats.
And Biden let them through the border.
Right. Just like everybody else.
Yeah. He went down there and said, please. Hammerhead worms, if you would come this way.
The first person to see one of those had to be completely shocked and terrified.
Yeah, especially if they were high. And you're walking in your yard like you guys do and look down. You said, oh, that weed is way, way too strong.
Was it that joint or does this worm look like a hammerhead shark?
All right, fall back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.